We had seen last time the story about Rabbi Lezer ben Harsum, Rabbi Lozar ben Harsum, who inherited the wealth from his father. And the one time he met the servants who didn't recognize him and they wanted to make him work, and he paid them in order not to work. And then we said there's really a continuation to the story. The continuation of the story is in the Gemara in Nidarim. The Gemara discusses that there comes a period when people have harvested all the fruits in the field, and then they say whatever's left people can have. We're going with stories. This ends the story quoted in the Gemara Nidarim, the Samach Beis. And the Gemara says that Rav Chama Rabbi Chanina came to a place when it was permissible already to eat from the fruits, when they finished harvesting all the fruits, and he gave his servant to eat. His servant didn't want to eat it. He told him, you should know halachically it's permitted to eat at this point. Rabbi Tarfon started eating fruits from a field in the period when it was permissible to eat the fruits already, after they had finished harvesting. And the owner of the field came by and said, you must be the robber who's been stealing from my crops throughout the season. And he put him in a sack, and he started taking Rabbi Tarfon in the sack to throw him into the river. And Rabbi Tarfon sees that his life is about to go. So he pleads with the guy, let me go, I didn't steal. No, the guy doesn't want to listen. Finally, Rabbi Tarfon sees nothing's going to work. So he starts muttering to himself. He says, shame on you, Tarfon. Woe to you, Tarfon. Woe to you, Tarfon. This guy is going to kill you. So the guy hears, what, this is the famous Rabbi Tarfon? So he puts down the sack and runs away. The Gemara says, Rabbi Avu quoted in the name of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel, that for the rest of Rabbi Tarfon's life, he regretted that he saved his life with the crown of Torah. Why'd the guy let him go? Because the guy said, oh, you're a famous rabbi. And Rabbi Tarfon knew that whoever uses the crown of Torah, whoever uses the crown of Torah will ultimately be uprooted from the world. So Rabbi Tarfon regretted that he had to use the crown of Torah. So the Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Tarfon regret what he had done? He saved his own life. What was his alternative that he should have taken? So the Gemara says Rabbi Tarfon should have taken the alternative of paying him off. If he would have paid him off, then the guy would have let him go. And he should have preferred to pay him off. So the idea over here goes back to the story we saw last time. Like Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma. Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma could have gotten away without paying the huge price, but he preferred to pay the price and not use his fame, not make himself known. So Rabbi Tarfon was in a similar situation, and Rabbi Tarfon regretted that he hadn't taken up Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma's attitude. You remember Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma in the last story paid him off, and Rabbi Tarfon didn't pay him off. So the Gemara says that's why Rabbi Tarfon spent the rest of his life regretting that he had used the crown of Torah.
Oh, wait. The story that was on Friday, Canaan.
Yeah, that was Rabbi Lazar ben Chisma.
Didn't they put him to work because he wants us to do something in his own field?
They didn't put him to work. They wanted to put him to work, and he paid them off in order to get out of it.
That was the story ends?
Right. So Rabbi Tarfon was in a similar situation, and he did not pay them off, and that he spent the rest of his days regretting that he hadn't.